Inputs to CRP. Inputs to Capacity Requirements Planning, CRP, include sources of load, primarily in the form of planned order releases and open orders, routings, and information from the work center files on capacity and lead times, including the shop calendar. Sources of load. Load refers to the planned and already released work at a work center. Information about load comes from the following sources. Open orders. Open orders, scheduled receipts on the material requirements planning, MRP, record, are those orders that have already been released. So these will be contained in a shop order file, which is a file of all the manufacturing orders, open shop orders, that are waiting to start operations or work in process. These orders represent scheduled load, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the standard hours of work required by scheduled receipts, for example, open production orders. They can include firm planned orders and samples or prototypes. Data for already released orders typically come from an order status file maintained by production control. The data include order due date, order quantity, last operation completed, operations remaining according to the item's routing, MRP plan orders. Planned order releases come from the proposed material requirements plan. These orders represent planned load, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the standard hours of work required by planned production orders. The planned orders constitute the proposed additional capacity required for future time buckets. Unlike machine loading, CRP includes planned orders as well as released orders. A work center supervisor might find machine loading to be valuable as it would show the actual released orders for the work center. Machine loading is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the accumulation by workstation, machine, or machine group of the hours generated from the scheduling of operations for released orders by time period. Machine loading differs from capacity requirements planning, CRP, in that it does not use the planned orders from material requirements planning, MRP, but operates solely from released orders. Planned orders, including firm planned orders, may be input directly into CRP by MRP. The data include planned order release date, planned order receipt date, planned order quantity, other sources, and the need for safety capacity. Although they often are difficult to predict, other sources of load should be included in capacity planning. Statistical analysis of past performance may suggest the need to plan for safety capacity or a capacity cushion to handle additional loads, such as rework, scrap, process yield, past due orders, engineering-related downtime for testing, prototypes, sales samples, and so on, destructive tests. While it may seem counterintuitive to plan for rework, scrap, or past due orders, if these happen often enough in production to warrant their planning, at least the plan will be kept realistic. Continuous improvement can be applied to the root causes as a longer-term solution. In some systems, plant maintenance orders create load on a work center in the same way as production orders. This has proven to be a workable approach to scheduling production and maintenance simultaneously within one plant. Determining available capacity requires knowing more about the work center and how it operates, including timing, the efficiency and utilization of resources, such as work center utilization rates, and the sequencing and standard times required for individual operations, routing.
Routings.
Routing designates the work centers assigned to planned and released orders. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines routing as follows. 1. Information detailing the method of manufacture of a particular item. It includes the operations to be performed, their sequence, the various work centers involved, and the standards for setup and run. In some companies, the routing also includes information about tooling, operator skill levels, inspection operations and testing requirements, and so on. SINs. Bill of operations, instruction sheet, operation chart, operation list, operation sheet, route sheet, routing sheet. C. Bill of labor, bill of resources. 2. In information systems, the process of defining the path a message will take from one computer to another computer. In a batch or job shop process type, items can have different routings, and routing may be flexible for a particular order. In a line process, items generally flow along the same path. Routings might also include information on alternate work centers that can perform the same operation. Note that the definition indicates that setup and runtime standards might be included. This would be the standard time or hours for these activities per unit produced. Exhibit 7-66 shows an example of a routing for a door for our commercial door manufacturer. Exhibit 7-66. Routing for door, family A work center capacity and load time. The work center, or load center, is the resource unit with capabilities that are factored into the determination of capacity available for production of specific components. Work centers may be considered separate departments, for example, a lathing work center with two computer-controlled lathes. Work center data include identification and description, number of workdays per period, or reference to a shop calendar, described below, number of shifts scheduled and hours per shift, or reference to a shift calendar, number of machines, operators, workstations, and which of these is the basis for measuring capacity. Work center capacity utilization and efficiency factors. Standard queue wait and move times, or reference to a scheduling rules table. Calculating or recalculating capacity available. Each work center will have a work center file, and this file typically contains information on the center's available capacity, for example, the capacity available rate. Lead times will usually be stored in the routing. In some systems, lead times may be in the work center file, but some components of lead time, specifically queue, wait, and move, are usually contained in the work center master file rather than the routing. Capacity available is based on standard hours, but it is important to note that these standards will need to be updated when any inputs or assumptions used to make the assessment change. This may be due to new equipment that has a faster processing rate, or aging equipment that works slower, additional units of equipment, refinements to work processes that add or eliminate steps, or changes to products or product mixes. Capacity available can be measured at the plant level, the production line or cellular level, the work center level, and the individual worker or equipment level. The plant, work center, and individual levels are all important to measure. Manufacturing calendar, shop calendar. The number of workdays in a week is not uniform due to holidays and plant shutdowns. The calendar weeks break across months, and months have an uneven number of days. These things complicate planning, so organizations base plans and operations on a manufacturing calendar, also called a shop calendar, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a calendar used in inventory and production planning functions that consecutively numbers only the working days, so that the component and work order scheduling may be done based on the actual number of workdays available. SINs, M-Day Calendar, Planning Calendar, Production Calendar, Shop Calendar C, Resource Calendar. Exhibit 7-67 shows a shop calendar. The days of the month are shown just as in any calendar. However, non-work days, weekends, holidays, plant shutdowns are circled or denoted in some other way, and working days are numbered sequentially from the first of the year to the last. All non-work days are omitted from this sequential count. The weeks are similarly numbered consecutively starting from the first week of the year and going to the last. In this way, the week and the day can be identified without the chance of confusion. Exhibit 7-67, Shop Calendar. Taking only workdays into account, in the sample shown, if an order has a lead time of 12 days and is released on day 4, the 7th, it would be scheduled for completion on day 15, the 23rd. Note that each organization will determine which holidays and so on it will honor. And this may differ significantly among countries.